By now, most people are aware that Saving Private Ryan, Steven Spielberg's new World War II epic about the invasion of Normandy, opens today. Our film critic John Powers weighs in with this review.
Steven Spielberg no longer makes movies. He creates events that hit the country with the force of an invasion. At the moment, we're being inundated by publicity for Saving Private Ryan, a blitz that's equal parts bullying and comedy. All the major papers and weekly magazines have run a seemingly identical article about the movie's making, complete with condescending remarks about earlier war movies, and breathless accounts of how the lead actors spent a whole week in mock boot camp. The movie's authenticity has been certified by Stephen Ambrose, our best-known D-Day historian and wannabe, alas, he was too young to be there, who found the movie so powerful that he agreed to take money from DreamWorks to help promote it. And to top it all, the film's stars, like Tom Hanks, have gone around making sage pronouncements about D-Day, as if starring in this movie were actually the same as landing at Omaha Beach. Just as Schindler's List quickly became the Holocaust movie, if you criticized it, you were accused of not caring about the millions who died in the camps, so Saving Private Ryan has been embraced as the definitive look at World War II. Even before its release, it's become part of our official culture. All this hoopla makes it difficult to see what Saving Private Ryan actually is. Just a movie. People are right to rave about the long battle sequences that begin and end the film, especially the opening half hour at Omaha Beach. In restaging the Normandy invasion with all its violence and hideous carnage, Spielberg has created the most amazing action sequences ever put on screen. This movie does for D-Day what Jurassic Park did for dinosaurs. It shows us things we've imagined, but never before seen. It's an incredible piece of primal, almost silent-era filmmaking. But once the story begins, Saving Private Ryan stops being a realistic portrait of war and turns into a Steven Spielberg movie, the corny tale of eight soldiers, led by Hanks, who risk their lives to find a certain Private Ryan, whose brothers have all been killed in the war. While this story is gripping and impeccably acted, it must be said that it's also a farrago of clichés. For starters, Hanks and his men are the usual movie microcosm. There's a grizzled sergeant, a cynical New Yorker, a kick-ass Jew, an Italian who says capiche, a religious Southerner who's a genius sniper, and a would-be writer who, like all intellectual types, proves to be a sniveling jellyfish. In a peculiar piece of self-abasement, Spielberg says that's the character he would have been. Although the soldiers' byplay is fun to watch, it's filled with speechifying about decency and morality and why we're fighting the war. Almost every line is overripe. It's movie dialogue, like the moment when, after another bout of violence, Hanks's character reflects on their mission.
Sometimes I wonder if I've changed so much, my wife is even going to recognize me whenever it is I get back to her. And how I'll ever be able to tell her about days like today. Ryan, I don't know anything about Ryan. I don't care. Man means nothing to me. It's just a name. But if, you know, if going to Rommel and finding him so he can go home, if that earns me the right to get back to my wife, well, then that's my mission.
If somebody told you that this speech came from a movie made 50 years ago, I bet you'd believe them. What's strange about the media response to Saving Private Ryan is not the praise, but the pretense that it's arriving after decades of compromised war movies whose heroes were all John Wayne. On the contrary, Spielberg's grasp of psychology and group dynamics is far more primitive than in many earlier war pictures. If you don't believe me, rent a tape of John Ford's They Were Expendable, or Raoul Walsh's Objective Burma, or Samuel Fuller's The Big Red One. Just as those movies showed traces of the historical periods in which they were made, so does Spielberg's. Saving Private Ryan is a quintessential 1998 movie. Technologically dazzling, viscerally powerful, and intellectually rather thin. The great stuff about the D-Day invasion isn't really essential to the story. It's there because Spielberg wanted to stage it and take us into the action. You can only laugh at some of the extravagant claims being made for this mere movie. Speaking in L.A., Ambrose said, "I think it's a good thing that the American people have a look at what war is. I think they'd be a little more hesitant to send the kids off." Maybe so, but I'd expect a professional historian to remember that it was the generation that actually lived through D-Day that sent the kids off to Korea and Vietnam.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.